It's 16 to 7.
The Regional Economic Development Minister says he didn't think communes would be applying for a share of the $3 billion Provincial Growth Fund when it was set up, but Gloria Vale has proven anyone can try. It's understood the West Coast religious sect is seeking millions of taxpayers' dollars for a new health food company and a factory. Shane Jones told reporters at Parliament on Wednesday that the application would be considered professionally like any other, but that didn't mean it would see the fiscal light of day.
Well, Gloria Vale is on the West Coast, and every time I go to the West Coast, I'm not surprised by what I learn. But, hey, they're entitled to make an application. I know there's a lot of white water around them as an organisation. I'm absolutely confident that the officials will deal with it professionally, but there's certainly no guarantee that that application is going to see the fiscal light of day. What do I think about that as an example of the quality of applications coming from the West Coast? Well, they're a rugged crowd down there.
Did you expect yourself or senior officials to be invited for a site visit, perhaps?
Sorry?
Would you expect to be invited for a site visit to Gloria Vale, perhaps?
Look, I actually, at Shantyville, or Shantytown, met in the audience two of the fellows from Gloria Vale. They were dressed like 1950s sort of traffic officers, so they did stick out a bit. They had figurative names, something like Edgar Upright or something quite really strange, but it was just an ordinary discussion. They did tell me they have a successful party down there. They encouraged me to go to the party. I heard that it was alcohol-free, so I gave the invitation to the sitting member. So I'm not going to Gloria Vale. I did not conceive at the time when we drove through the cabinet paper that communes would be applying, but I have to accept that they've made an application and it'll go through the process.
Don't they represent the best of entrepreneurial spirit in some ways?
Well, you know, they're a successful business down there, but a whole bunch of successful businesses have made applications or expressions of interest. And, look, they're from the West Coast.
What would exclude them, I suppose? What would exclude them, their way of life or their business proposal?
No, it'll be the quality of the proposal, and there'll be a due diligence check of character and other such matters, and I'll just wait to hear from the officials. But boy, am I learning that the West Coast, Taipotini. Potini is a guardian spirit, and every time I touch the coast with this fund, I'm in need of that guardian spirit. Bye-bye.
Shane Jones having some enjoyment there, speaking to reporters at Parliament yesterday.